We've all heard the grim reality of COVID-19, how it's especially cruel on older people, like people in nursing homes. Canada's top public health official said last week that half of all the COVID-19 deaths in Canada were in long-term care facilities. Anita Elash in Toronto reports.
Sarah Gardner has seen a lot of people die. She's been a registered nurse for more than 30 years. But nothing prepared her for the weekend when coronavirus started taking the lives of residents at the Pinecrest Nursing Home in tiny Bob Cajun, Ontario.
There was so much confusion. There was so much stuff everywhere. It felt like a war zone.
By the end of that first weekend, 10 people were dead, and it got worse.
The minute, we dealt with one person's death, then there was somebody else down the hall who looked like they were really, really close, and we better get on the phone and make sure that the family's aware that this is probably quite imminent. And do we have the right medication? I got to call the doc and get them some morphine. There was just no time. It just kept coming and coming and coming.
In about 2 weeks' time, 29 residents and one volunteer caregiver were gone. That's nearly half the people who lived at Pinecrest.
Because there's just been so much loss. And everything just feels very different.
The cluster of COVID-19 deaths at Pinecrest remains one of the biggest outbreaks in Canada so far. It's exposed the stark conditions that many nursing home residents and staff live and work in, even in the best of times.
This is a sector in our society that has been neglected for years, if not decades.
Dr. Nathan Stahl is a geriatrician at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Toronto.
It's sort of a perfect storm for catastrophe, really.
Stahl says most governments in Canada and around the world were slow to recognize the risks at nursing homes. The focus was on hospitals, intensive care beds, and equipment shortages. But in Canada, long-term care facilities for the elderly have been starved of funding. Basic nursing home care is paid for by each province. As the population ages, demand for services has increased, but the money hasn't.
The physical infrastructure of these homes are outdated. They're chronically understaffed, and the workers who have worked there have traditionally been underpaid, employed part-time without sick benefits. There is a lack of access to expertise for things like infection control practice.
Pinecrest is one of those outdated, chronically short-staffed nursing homes. It has only a few private rooms. Most of the others sleep up to 4 people each. Sarah Gardner says that made it impossible to isolate sick patients when the coronavirus hit.
In 4 bedrooms, if you'd have a sick resident, all you really could do was pull the curtain around and try to manage them as best you could in that small, very small space and hope not to contaminate the other residents in the room.
Things got even more complicated when many staff members got sick too.
It's unmanageable to manage 30 people, the majority of whom have cognitive issues, right? When you're understaffed like that, how do you make sure they wash their hands? How do you make sure that they're clean?
Canadian officials are promising hundreds of millions of dollars for more testing, cleaning, and staff at nursing homes. In Ontario, Premier Doug Ford temporarily banned nursing home staff from working in more than one facility.
We're putting an iron ring of protection around our seniors, especially those in long-term care and retirement homes.
Canada's government is topping up wages for workers who've had to give up multiple part-time jobs so they can comply with the new rules. Gardner says she hopes those rules will become permanent. In the meantime, residents at Pinecrest are mourning their housemates, but in isolation. Families are still not allowed to visit.
I don't know what the long-term effect of that will be for them. I can only hope for the best. But as my mother always told me, plan for the worst, right? So I don't know. I don't know if Pinecrest will be okay. I don't know if those residents will be okay. I don't even know if I'll be okay.
Hundreds of nurses and personal care workers have contracted the virus, and many nursing homes are still desperately understaffed. The Canadian government says it's sending in military personnel to help out. For The World, Anita Elash, Toronto.